This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Mythera.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Indeed.
Indeed. So more real world mythology being brought into the mythos. This time, the Fenris wolf.
Yep, which is apparently a real wolf in mythology.
Yeah.
Just a Final Fantasy summon.
it's tied into Ragnarok, which is also not just a Final Fantasy summon.
Or an MCU thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're learning.
That's an educational. You get 3 credits in the topic of your choice by listening to this show.
Mm-hmm. Any credits.
Yeah.
I recommend surgery.
Yep.
Just in case you have something that needs to be taken out.
Yeah,
or
you know.
Put in.
It's dealer's choice.
When it comes to taking things out of you or putting them in, nothing beats surgery.
And nothing beats. And when it comes to surgery, nothing beats education through MIMP. But this is not just rolled into the mythos. This kind of supposes that that the Fenris or Mythera is actually one of the lords or dogs of Tyndalos.
Yes. The lords of Tyndalos sound awesome.
Yes.
To me. And this thing has a really cool power set.
Yeah.
Like, I finished this, and it's like the flavor of this is not great, but I did come out of it being like, oh, this thing rules.
Yes.
Just a good dog. It battles Yogg-Sothoth.
Endlessly. Okay. Legendarily.
And the way it does it is through its superpowers, which it has. The coolest of which, my favorite, is Hypersight.
Hypersight.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it sees 10 miles in all directions though it is in the fourth dimension. So it can see not only around all corners and omnipresently, but through time as well.
Yes. Pretty cool.
Yes.
However, cannot see into magically protected areas or behind round or spherical spaces.
Right.
So I was thinking about hamster suicide balls
against this thing. Yep.
You know? Just like lit out all of the world's hamsters with like tiny little bomb jackets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dead. Take them down. I don't think that Mythera had that in mind. Is the thing. Like many of the other hounds of Tyndalos, it can travel through especially sharp angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So teleports.
Yep.
Around, and then it can like Doctor Strange you. Yes. It like twists space. And like makes you stretch and twist and stretch, which damages your mind and kind of like freezes you.
Yes.
You're incapacitated.
Right. And even people outside, they have to roll a save in order to like keep it straight.
Yeah. Because it's scary. Or a mathematics or physics roll.
Right.
Which I love. Super cool. Like just like twisting space around it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool dog.
It's a pretty cool dog, but then once you get down to attacks, like, I don't know, it's got teeth and claws.
You have claw bite tongue. Yeah. But pretty nasty, poisonous, as a blue ichor.
Of course.
Ichor.
And I can never pick. I can never pick.
Between ichor or ichor?
Yeah.
Ichor?
Yeah. Ichor.
Ichor. Yes. And that's basically it. Like, we don't learn a lot about its motivations or anything.
Like, we don't really know what it wants. Like, we learn, you know, how they map on to, you know, human religion through history or whatever, but like, like the Tyndalos, I think they really just wants to eliminate roundness.
Yeah. So. I mean, it is going to go conquer the moon.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a symbol of curved space. Moon as the torchbearer for circles. Like, fair enough.
His love, like, this goes around just as hunting down clocks, anything around.
Fuck a clock.
That's really dumb. I go back and forth on the Tyndalos stuff so hard.
Tyndalos is really rough because it's so cool.
Yeah,
but it's so dumb. it's kind of like Green Lantern. Like, oh, he's scared of yellow.
Yeah,
like he can use his powers, but if something that's yellow, it kills him. You know, it hurts him.
Yeah. And so like it's funny, right? Because if something is cool and dumb, I think that is a worthwhile balancing act. But if it is never cool and dumb at the same time, like there's parts of this that are cool. And so when it's cool, it's cool. And when it's dumb and dumb, it's dumb. And never the two shall meet. I think that is the hardest thing to square away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I can't stop thinking about the dumb part of this.
Right.
You know, like, yes, this is cool when it does this, but you know, when it turns to the other thing, I can't just like, you know, it doesn't turn into static
right
for me.
No. The arch lord of Tyndalos.
Good dog.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.